And on the KSRO live line with us is Jennifer Harris. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
I have to admit, going in, I did not know of the Fermentation Festival until a short time ago, but it sounds uniquely Sonoma County to me.
It absolutely is. In fact, I have gone on the record of saying that Sonoma County is the fermentation capital of the world.
Wow.
The more research I do, the more I try to define that, the more I'm pretty sure that we are. When you look at all the beer, all the cider, all the cheese, the sourdough bread, all the incredible craft artisan fermented products that are coming out of Sonoma County, we have a lot to offer that's made right here in the North Bay.
Yes, please. I'll take one of everything. Kefir, kombucha, brie, sauerkraut, vinegar. Those are a few of my favorite fermented things. Here, my question for you is this. Is there something you can't ferment?
That's a great question. The answer is, if there's sugar or starch, you can ferment it, whether it's into a pickle or into alcohol. Now, there's some things, I'll tell you, I haven't wanted to eat after fermenting.
I think so.
Like what? But, what did you do that you were like, this is not good?
You know, Brussels sprouts get real funky after about a week.
Ooh.
They can taste a little fermented. Ooh. And nice with a bit of raw texture too after a couple of days.
And they get kind of furry too.
Yeah. Well, no, not furry. Furry's bad. We don't want furry. We just want sour. But once they move into the sauerkraut stage, they can get a little extra funky. Broccoli and cauliflower have done the same. Banana vinegar wasn't a good experiment.
Whoa.
I can see why. But this is a festival. This is a whole day in Petaluma that is dedicated to the fermentation process. Is it imbibing in the things that have been fermented, or is it sort of a teaching situation?
Oh, both. So we have classes happening on three stages that are presented by authors and experts on how to ferment at home, as well as why fermenting and consuming fermented foods are good for your body. And then there's also unlimited sampling. So we have 40 non-alcoholic vendors that will be offering samples throughout the day of many of the products that you listed, vinegars, kombuchas, sauerkraut, bagels even. We've got fermented bagels.
We've got
all sorts of delicious things. That are non-alcoholic. You get to sample with a general admission ticket. And if you're feeling like you've had a hard week at work and you need to relax a little, if you buy a ticket that's a VIP ticket into the Libation Lounge, then you can sip on our favorite adult fermented beverages. And there's
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Cider, mead, sake, wine.
Gosh.
Beer.
Oh,
yeah,
goodness.
When you see the guy in the corner in a chair slumped over in that particular VIP tent, that's Larry Olson.
Well, we'll rush over to him with a plate of pickles and revive him.
Me, I'll just be looking for the fermented beet area.
I am going to be there bright and early because I got to get to the 11:30 Alex Lewin talk about fermented drinks. I cannot get my SCOBY right in my kombucha. I've got lots of questions. So I'm going to be there for the first speaker.
You need some DIY diagnosis?
Yeah, I totally need a DIY. You know me. That's exactly it.
Well, he's going to be a great resource for you. He's also teaching about kefir, kombucha, and he's got some tepache, which is a fermented pineapple drink that's native to Latin America. So he's going to be the right guy to talk to.
And Jennifer, one of the other speakers is going to talk about fermented foods and your mood.
It's really incredible. The more science research we learn, we know now that fermented foods and all the beneficial bacteria that we consume when we eat them are actually essential to many of our body's functions, not just our digestive system. So she's going to be speaking specifically on what is referred to as the gut connection to your brain, meaning that a lot of our brain's receptors rely on healthy microbes in our bellies. So our belly and the food that we consume is actually connected to so many more parts of our body. So, yeah, she's going to have a great, exciting talk on that.
Let me just say this, Jennifer. I am a card-carrying member of Ferment Nation. I am a card-carrying member.
Yes, I can vouch for that fact.
You will find many of your people at this event.
And they'll all be fermented.
Yeah, that's one of the great things about this event is running into so many like-minded people throughout the day. I just love joining in conversations of DIY people that are meeting up, sharing recipes. There's usually a little under-the-coat culture swap going on. People bringing sourdough starters to swap for your kombucha SCOBY.
Yes.
Well, it's a whole new definition of trade, that's for sure. It is it's going to be Saturday afternoon from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Petaluma Fairgrounds. And Jennifer, thanks for enlightening us and exciting Larry about the Fermentation Festival.
Oh, I can't wait to see you, Larry. Tickets are available on fermentfestival.com, and right now we've only got about 35 VIP tickets left.
Uh-oh,
so
Larry, get going.
If that's something that's interesting for you, we'll have a few left at the gate on the day of, but our pre-sale on VIP tickets is about to sell out today.
All right, we will take note of that, especially for Larry. Jennifer, thanks for being here.
All right, thanks, you guys. Have a great day. I'll see you on Saturday.
That's Jennifer Harris, one of the organizers of the Sonoma County Fermentation Festival.